In December, we interviewed a Siena College French professor who is investigating and preserving the heritage of French Canadian workers in upstate New York. The I Remember Project is cataloging the migration of nearly 1 million miners, textile, and other workers who moved south from Quebec. Janet Scheidler had earlier gathered stories and artifacts about immigrant workers in Cahoes and elsewhere in the capital region. This month, she is in northern New York. She tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley she is fascinated by the breadth of stories they will digitize for the project.
It's been very, very interesting that we have had folks who've talked about a very early arrival, the fact that folks came here seeking agricultural opportunities, fresh, fertile land that they could till, but that some members of the family moved back or some of them moved over to the New England states. It's been interesting. We suspected that might have been the demographic pattern, but in fact, people have been confirming that one branch of the family might have moved to Chicopee, Massachusetts, might have moved to North Adams, Mass. Not terribly far afield, but that they would venture. So it's been an interesting story that they've conveyed to us about these patterns.
Why would separate branches of families decide to stay one place and another go and continue the migration?
I suspect it was catching wind of other opportunities. For instance, the mills. So some people will have come as early as the post-Revolutionary War. Some of them will have come the early 1800s. And then, of course, when the textile mills and other related industries sprung up, not just in Cahoes, but, of course, throughout the New England states, word would have gotten back to them, and especially some of the younger members of the family might have tried to see whether or not that was a lucrative opportunity for them. Some of them moved back as well. So it's very interesting to see, as I said, what we suspected was that movement. But, you know, to have that confirmed with people's family stories has been fascinating.
Well, Dr. Scheidler, one of the things I'm curious about is you mentioned artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the intriguing artifacts and stories that you hear here in the North Country, and are they comparable to what you're hearing further afield?
There are certainly some parallels between those stories. What Mary brought to us yesterday was really, really fascinating. Her grandfather was a carpenter, as well as a sort of part-time farmer. And so some of the more personal items, like a doll crib, a sewing cabinet that he made. So it was wonderful to see. Not that we haven't seen some of that in other, but because they had a little more a larger home, this was his trade. We're seeing some of those personal items, whereas in the mill town in Cahoes, it's much more about the family photos, because that kind of memorabilia wouldn't have necessarily been made at home. There wasn't a place to make it when you were living in mill housing. So it's sort of it's been interesting, and we're looking forward to seeing what else might surface.
Well, this is also a very agricultural region. Are you
finding
that?
Yes, definitely. That seems to be much of the theme here. Two of the other areas that we're looking forward to exploring as well, and we really welcome input from Francos, is mining and lumbering.
Are people worried about losing their cultural heritage? Because you don't really think that much about Quebec culture.
Yes, they are very much so. I think they are, you know, what they've expressed to us is a pride, and we hope that we're able to contribute to that pride, but also that sense of, if I've lost the language, have I lost my heritage? And I think it's extraordinary that people are seeing that that's something that they want to preserve. So the artifacts, I hope, will encourage them to think about other aspects of culture and want to preserve that and be proud of it.
Well, I think for people south of the Canadian border, mm-hmm. you do tend to think of language when you think of Quebec.
Yes.
But there's also music.
Absolutely.
And things like that.
Absolutely.
What are you finding? What's the cultural heritage that has been retained, regardless of how far south the Quebec migrants have gone?
Mm-hmm. Certain values, I think, persist. One of them being family, definitely. It is extraordinary, I think, to my own family situation where we were so disparate that we don't necessarily know where second and third cousins are. People know, and they want to know more about where their family went and what came of them. And faith, for whatever might have happened in Quebec in terms of religiosity, here people still identify the Roman Catholic Church in particular as having been integral in their survival, their survivance. I think Franco still identify family and faith as being very central to who they were and who they are.
What's next in your research?
So next will be some more casual trips up just to again, fill in some of the blanks. And we hope as well, I'll be carrying equipment with me. And we hope that people will continue to signal to us that they have artifacts and stories to tell and that we'll have the opportunity to continue to do that and expand the collection.
Siena College professor Janet Scheidler's I Remember research is being funded by a Common Heritage grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.